February 19th, Friday. What is God's time? From the moment you grab hold of the covenant and go forward, there is an answer that emerges. You can see the works that pour down from above, which follow God's time. As a result, there are three key points that you must hold onto. These three are the core of the Bible. From the beginning, the Bible states to all nations. In the end, it states to all people, all creation, and to the end of the earth. This is the stream of the Bible. The 237 nations of the world are spiritually and physically sick. It isn't important to force them to come to church. It's more important to heal the spirit and body and restore what was stolen. This is the summit. You must absolutely accomplish these three tasks. These were the blessings that all church officers in the Bible enjoyed. The church officer who is within the absolute goal. Numbers chapter 14, verse 34 and 35. According to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days a year, for each day you shall bear your iniquity 40 years, and you shall know my displeasure. I, the Lord, have spoken. Surely this will I do to all this wicked congregation who are gathered together against me. In the wilderness they shall come to a full end, and there they shall die. God gave the blessing of the cultural summit to church officers who went toward God's absolute goal, which was the land of Canaan. There were a few works that they began in the wilderness. What were those works? Number one, the construction of the tabernacle. At that time, church officers built the tabernacle. In preparation, they brought all the gifts and decorations. In addition, they incorporated all their craftsmen and masonry skills. As you can read, they didn't simply prepare and construct the tabernacle. You, who live in this age, must grab hold of the core of the Bible, which includes the covenants of 237, healing, and the summit, and restore what was stolen. This is the blessing that all church officers must enjoy. Number two, war with Amalek and the conquest of Canaan. A very important war broke out for the Israelites. At that time, those who led and fought in the battle were church officers. The main figures of the conquest of Canaan were also church officers. They enjoyed being springboards for future generations. These church officers inside of God's absolute goal were victorious in the war with the Amorites and conquered the fortified cities of the hill country of Anak. Church officers must always remember and differentiate between the majority opinion and the truth. The 10 spies were the majority who said that it was impossible to enter Canaan. But the remaining two who held on to the truth reported the facts regarding Canaan to Moses. Starting today, pray to become a church officer who holds on to the covenant that follows the truth and not mainstream opinion. In doing so, your church will follow God's guidance to the end, even though it faces complicated and difficult situations. Dear God, I believe there are empty yet important fields which you've prepared that are flowing with milk and honey. In order to save these fields, help me to choose the truth as I stand before the covenant. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.